Hi, I'm Shelby with the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education. We're here today in New York City to speak with college students about New York's new affirmative consent, or yes means yes, statute. The law was enacted earlier this year in order to address campus sexual assault, and it goes into effect this semester. So we're here today to get the take from students right here on campus. You just had a chance to look at the new sexual assault law that was passed in New York. They use the word sexual act, but they don't define it. So I wanted to ask you, for example, is kissing a sexual act?
Maybe not.
I think so.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Not really.
No. Well, no.
Do you think consent can be given by words or actions? So actions, I mean, there's clearly like they're cleaving words and actions, but then they go on to say silence does not demonstrate consent. So it seems a little bit of a conflict there. Doesn't seem very clear.
Now, have you ever kissed a guy like after a date before like he's actually said, please kiss me?
I have, and I normally find it cheesy when they ask.
I would ask, putting my arm on you or anything, I should know whether or not it's okay to touch you.
Do you mostly go through body language, or what do
body
you
language,
use?
Body language.
I feel like you have to like get like a verbal confirmation that they're ready to have sex with you. Like, they could be like really drunk and like horny, but not consenting to you. So I think like getting that verbal confirmation that it's okay with them.
Looking at body language, I think a lot of the times people can say something but not really mean it.
When it goes too far, the person will say no.
You talked about being drunk. So what's the difference between being drunk and being incapacitated?
Well, I think it's kind of, wow, oh, man, it's hard to, it's a gray area. It's hard to tell whether you're too drunk or whether they're too drunk.
I mean, sometimes when you're drunk, you
do stuff that you don't do when you're sober.
I mean, I think it's a good thing that we should be like, hey, don't rape anybody. Wording.
How would you go about proving that you got the consent?
Oh my gosh.